I'm not supposed to be MD.
MC. MC.
MD.
MD. MD. MD. MD. MD. Number one? Is that being house number one?
I call it MD, not MC. It's a next class.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, first, as a host family here, I want to thank everybody, especially for those parents, you know, working with Runa and then the emailing and back and forth. A lot of people participated, and it feels really good. Is Spima still inside there? I think Runa out. Runa is working inside. We got this year, how many of advisors we have? We have maybe Andy. Is Andy a few around? Y'all have that time.
I was getting other kids.
Yeah, now he's leaving. Now he's leaving.
Okay, what
do
you want me to do?
Just introduce the other advisors and okay. Counselors. I know some of them are
yeah.
But just start it.
If you are an advisor or a counselor or ever have been, you please join me up.
Okay.
That's us. We have to move.
3 years.
Bye.
And we were all like, I don't know what you want.
I just want to thank you guys for all the support you've given us. I want to introduce these guys. This is, you guys want
to? Some chips out here, guys.
Just do your name and the grade.
Okay, what's turf? People don't know what turf is.
Sophia turf.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is turf?
They only have like a year and a half ago. So I want to thank you guys. I make a lot of these advisors go through a lot of meetings, a lot of behind the scenes. You guys see, you guys see all the programs and stuff, but there's a lot of planning that goes on. So I want to thank you for this dinner. We are all really appreciative. It's amazing to see like how many of you guys showed up. Like, even
I came so here for the food.
People just asked if we're going to launch here. All right, so we want to thank you guys. Thank you. Okay, back to the MD, Sean.
This is the ME for now. Okay. We have the last year, right? How about this year? We can have an annual rotation. Everybody stay on board, or?
As you guys know, Jenny is leaving us.
No. No.
She said everybody want to go, they can stay with her in her apartment. Yay. It's okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Jenny, you know, we
can share a bed.
Who else is kind of is take a leave now, take a break. Yeah. Leave. That's it, huh? And any new advisor?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, could you have one question for you? You guys welcome the parents to become advisors or those kind of things? Or no? No, not you. Not the
I don't. You don't have a
Justin, this is disgusting. Dude, we went all the way up.
Well, maybe I think you can't have a hard time, but maybe
Hello?
You can consider for the college group or older or whatever,
stop,
you know.
Stop.
And as for those college guys that actually I'm more liberal than you think, so you can welcome me. Liberal in terms of thinking. I'm embarrassing her again. Any parents is maybe open up to the idea, okay? So that's the end, you know? Yeah, because for the long term, I know for a time, and Henry Ting experienced that when he was growing up. There are certain families, young couples fellowship. So basically, what they do is that they send a couple or two, like a missionary, to become advisor for a college group or something like that. And then a year later, they rotate. No, so it's like a missionary. So you experienced that before, right? Or is that this happening somewhere else? Something like that. So maybe we can something we can charge. Okay. Now so no more new advisor, huh? So everybody is. How many guys is you, some of them worked many years already?
Yeah. Actually, currently Jenny is actually our longest working advisor. She's slightly over 5 years.
That's older than me.
Come on here. I think you need to make a speech, you know.
Hello. I guess most of the parents know me, other than some of the ones that are the younger kids. But yeah, I guess update everybody in case you didn't know. I'm moving to New York. Actually, in a couple weeks. I'm actually going to NYU for graduate school. I'm going to study speech therapy. So I'll be over there. And I guess, yeah, I've been an advisor for several years, and it's been a pleasure, like, serving alongside with some of you guys, and serving your kids, getting to know them, seeing them grow up, and seeing them grow in Christ, and, stay good, guys. Whoever's coming in next. I think it's been a privilege to be able to serve, and I thank you, parents, for your support, for your prayers, and just for your care, too, for me and to the advisors, too. Even though I know sometimes you don't want to get, like, you know, too involved, but we know that you guys are supporting us, and that makes a big difference, too. So thank you for that. And I told the kids that my other thing, but I'm also available, even though I'm not going to be here, I'm available, you know, to talk or just keep in touch and catch up and stuff. I'd love to see how you guys are doing.
She's like, what, 20?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna have the parents. They form a band and they put a song for this occasion.
The Beatles.
I heard the lyrics really hot. The lyric, huh? No, I mean, how in terms of turning the goosebump and all this. Sizzlers.
Hey. Well, thank you. okay, because of my daughter, Tiffany, so I get to know Andy and Joe and all those advisors for the past 2 or 3 years, I think. Before that, I didn't even know them. I see them in church, but I don't quite talk to them. So, but because Tiffany, so I get to know them, I start to. I want to know them, so that's why I start to talk to them. I pretty much appreciate what they did to the children that in the church. And thank you very much. And so we just prepare a little something. I guess.
It's terrible.
I know. It's like,
okay, like,
especially, you know, what happened is for us, because we are like we speak Mandarin most of the time, so we don't quite get to know the English, you know, groups. So we just want to thank you that for the past 2 or 3 years that they will have done for us. Then. Okay, and this song is called. I guess this song is pretty. I guess this song everybody can sing. You know, I've got peace like rapper, so it's not that hard. So you can come and join us and sing with us then. Okay? And
rap legs.
Yeah, everybody can join together.
I got peace.
Okay.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry. Oh, one more time. Joy. One more thing. And we have some. Oh, don't fall. we have some. Emotions? Yeah. You guys can do that. No, and hopefully, you guys can enjoy it.
Everybody's
stand
up. Everybody's
stand up. Okay. Stand up and help them.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I came to see you. You're gonna call when you
I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river in my soul.
I got joy like a fountain, I got joy like a fountain, I got joy like a fountain in my soul. I got joy like a fountain, I got joy like a fountain. I got joy like a fountain in my soul. Love like an ocean, I got love like an ocean. I got love like an ocean in my soul. I got love like an ocean, I got love like an ocean. I got love like an ocean in my soul.
And, no, I just thought, because we're going to replace some words with names on it. So,
ouch.
Hey, Joel.
Oh, it's very easy. So, when we announce the name, everyone just go up there and hug that person. Because they're only like one.
Darn it. What's happening? He said brothers, brothers, sister, to sister. Joel, come here. Everyone runs to the expression.
Okay, yeah, when we sing the name, does the person raise the hand? It's okay.
Just went up. Is it recording you? Of course. Let's go. Kick your body. Kick your body. Not me, you.
Yeah. I got approval, man. You guys
are good. All right.
Jenny.
Yeah.
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 Darn it. Why does it gotta be sister to sister?
No, my sister. Sister Gino and you.
That's hurtful. Huh? That's hurtful. It's okay, Jessica, come here.
Just stop saying, just say their name. You know, just go.
Yeah.
I didn't know I get to do the MC thing, you know? Somebody else. Who is Alfred? Supposed to be Alfred.
Hey, Alfred. Coming. I think he's coming.
Alfredo.
Who's there? Joseph.
Okay, thank you for the parents. I told you it was a glorious hug, right? Love, love, love. Okay? Well, Alfred's here. Where's Alfred? Alfred is in the party.
He's in the party.
Actually, I want Alfred to be here to ask for donations. Do you want to report him?
You know, when we talk about we're going to have a get together today, you know, the first thing Alfred said is, shall we ask for the dinner fund? What part of the VAST parent group, what VAST stand for, and the E stands for Vision and Support Team. I guess there are some parents who got drafted to become this parent group. And then we become volunteers. So one of our main jobs is just to help Andy and the student ministry if there is a need that they can talk to the parents. But maybe you have heard most of us just asking for dinner fund. But that was really from the need, and it seems to work. You know, what Andy had asked for is just to, he thinks that if we have the dinner and so the punctuality of the fellowship, and also just to have more of this social time. So it worked out really well, right? And I just want to take this time to thank all the parents who have responded every time when we asked for money for that fund. Alfred actually is a big force behind that, but he always asked me to write an email. But we all work together. You know, the parents who are here, they're mostly from, they're all from the Rainbow Group. Sam, Leo, Joanna, Julia, Pierre, Angela, you know, we're very thankful to them because the dinner is from their fellowship. We contribute the fund, but then they're the one who make the dinner happen, you know, so that was wonderful. We want to take this time to thank you especially. Something for the advisors, and here's Beer especially said, hey, you know, we really want to do something to make the we want to do something to show the advisor we really appreciate them, and then that way we can also be closer to them. So their original plan was to do something comical, make fun of themselves. That was pretty comical. So just understand that, you know, the parents, especially from the Mandarin or Taiwanese speaking, they really know what you have done for their kids, and they really want to show, express their appreciation. Okay? So we also have another program for you after Alfred's talk. We have a course.
What?
Before I give the mic to Alfred. Alfred, you know what you want to say? Yeah, we just flagged for you that some donation. We're going to come out with some money from your pocket. Yeah, so you just name that amount later. Right? I think when everybody come in and say, so you see, the, you know, right outside, near the table, they say there's something to write down with the, say something to the advisor, right? So you got those already? Okay. So after that, all you guys want to do it, you're going to come up here and read it, or you guys got to read it, take care of it. So anyway, okay, whatever. Okay. So, yeah, you guys prepare, okay?
Okay, I think I need sand with me. Because I don't speak in Taiwan, you don't translate in Mandarin and English. So they just show everybody the phone. Just finish. Actually, our next performance is by Alfred. And I think I speak in Mandarin. It's okay.
Yeah.
我讲中文啊。
Sorry, Matthew.
I think Andy is a very good pastor.
Yeah.
Andy 对我们大家的孩子付出他的真心啊。Andy has made a lot of effort to our kids. And 其他的 advisor 其他的那些帮助我们孩子大哥哥大姐姐们。
And also those help those big sisters and big brothers that help us at kids school.
因为我不知道，至少很多 teenage 会发生很多很多的小插曲。
小插曲。
Sometimes that okay. I have small little problems. 哈哈哈哈
但是我很鼓励能够把孩子带到教会来，因为教会真的是一个把他们带到对的地方的一个好地方。
So we actually very encourage that parents bring their kids to our church to come and join us there.
所以我女儿刚刚Jocelyn 才刚从欧洲回来，她就一直想要过来。
Jocelyn just coming back from Europe, from the performance, and she's very eager to come to our place.
我觉得那是因为大家都好像一个 family， 好像一个家庭，有那个。我讲中文，有些人听得懂吗
？Yeah。
不乐。
哈哈哈哈哈
哈！哈哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈哈 ！Because all showing love, goodness, so that's why Justin is very eager to come back to join us.
那很希望像以后你能多以后能够多多提供类似这样的机会，让教会能够我们有很多人可以这样的一个家长跟孩子，还有跟孩子，还有跟能够都在一起，也就有我们的 family life。
And we ask elder Sean to come to this house every
week. Yeah.
我想我大概就是这样。很谢谢大家，想要捐钱的、想懂内的，尽量拿钱给他在。
谢谢。The last translation for him is that we need a donation for a Friday night fund, and the money you can give it to Runa or give it to Alfred. Right? Okay. In terms of the house here, it's welcome that you guys come and use this facility. When you first remodeled this house, actually it's Runa and Mark's prayer.As you guys can see that in that house, there's so many rooms. The reason for that many rooms, every room has a door, because we were envisioning that we're going to have many small groups meeting inside. So, you know, almost every room has a door. We figure we can fit in like 6 or 7 small groups in there, no problem. So if you guys want to use it for the small group meeting, you're welcome.
No problem.
You're welcome. And also, want to thank all the parents. I want to remind some parents. You know, tonight is really successful in terms of the flow and in terms of the food. And everybody is very cooperating. And there's many dishes brought in. I cannot thank one by one. So you know, I know you guys are all very thankful with your stomachs and saying yes. So, okay, I did that. Okay, before we go to the girls, you got something to say, right? We have some advisor want to say something. As a representative of advisor.
Woo!
So we prepared a little number for you.
Liability insurance.
Right, too heavy. You are.
I'm 150.
You shouldn't jump.
So everyone jumps.
Andy, you don't want the parents to do it now? We can reserve it for your wedding.
Okay.
Oh, you have something to say now. All right.
We're going to read stuff that the kids wrote about our advisor. So. Andy, thank you for sticking with us. P.S. Dogs will from the and helpful. They all have an open heart when you have a problem, so you can talk to them. Okay. Okay. Thanks for being my very first advisor and bringing me into Harvest LA. You were super nice and made me feel welcome. My very first experience is with Christ with you. You're really nice and an awesome advisor. I'm going to miss you. From Samuel. And yes, I remember when I was shorter than you. Feel that the new Sunday school setup will help me to be able to understand the Bible better. Joel, your loud drumming takes its bill, but I really like your beard. It doesn't make you look weird. The advisors, thanks for everything you guys have done for all of us. People are demanding my note, so yeah, thank you.
This one's kind of weird, though.
Here, please.
That's so small, don't you?
It's like kind of mean.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Joshua.
Thank you for all your time, effort, hard work, energy, love, dedication, and thoughtfulness. Thank you for talks and fun times. You guys have really helped me grow with all your advice and encouragement. You guys always bring smiles and laughter. God bless you. Thank you for being nice and thoughtful and answering my questions nicely. Thank you for being our advisors. The pieces of advice you give us are very useful. Thank you. Attention all youth leaders. How do you guys do it? You guys could be studying, working, or investing your time in other things, but you choose to invest your time in us. Thank you so much. Time is money. We are rich with your time.
Aww.
Cat lovers united.
Dave, you're all I crave. I'll hug you so hard you'll hurl. You're my baby girl.
I remember going to Navajo last year with some of the advisors, and we were all playing around and being crazy. It was really fun.
I remember the time when I felt kind of sad about the way my friends were acting and how Jenny talked to me and comforted me.
Oh.
I also remember how Lauren would always say hi and give warm hugs when we would arrive to church. Advisors and counselors, thank you. Friday night fellowships are so fun. Hey, let's all eat some cotton candy and jump on jumpers and have fun all day. That's what you guys deserve. Chocolate. Love always, all of us. And then drawn by Rebecca Chen. There's a bunch of cats with like the advisor's names under, and says Big Kitten. The mama cat is Andy. Stay beautiful.
Having fun in the life and always joking around about Andy's cat. I love how while we discuss about God and the lesson, we always have time to throw in a laugh and end up having stomach aches. Thank you, Andy and Jenny.
Andy, we love dogs. Love your kids. Dear counselors and advisors and gals, I love you. Oh, I love you guys and gals with all my heart. You guys are amazing and awesome and cool and funny and beautiful and handsome.
Winston, what is the secret to your muscles?
Your muscles got two.
You're so cool, like a tarantula. Your name, but you're certainly not lame. The other cat bit was rough. Another one. That Andy, the mom cat, says you kill me.
Hey, advisors, you guys are awesome. Thanks for making such impact on my life as teachers, mentors, and role models. Here's a picture to show you my appreciation. You guys are the brothers and sisters that I never had. Haha, sorry whoever is holding this, that is kind of oily from the food. Hopefully all of you would attend my graduation because you guys are a big part of my life. Helping me daily with my walk with God. Giving me advice with what to do with my life. Aloha. And I thank God every day for all of you and all the wonderful memories, lessons, and making my faith stronger. I have a really bad grammar and spelling. I cannot express in words how much you mean to me. You guys are my second family. Tiffany, yeah. Really, that's it.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that we have so many people who have this poetic. I want to use this a time where I also want to thank my daughter Ashley. Actually, the signs you see that hanging there, or the runway during the parties, and also the idea of this car thing that you're from her. So thank you, Ashley. Elder Henry, you want to say a few words?
Just a few words. About a year and a half ago, we had a 40th reunion for Harvest LA. And we had it Christmas time, and we just invited all the old people from Harvest LA that no longer came to Harvest LA, and just to have a reunion together. And it was a really touching time because David and I, we talked about this, Pastor David, and we were advisors. You know, we were junior high advisor. I was a junior high advisor. David was junior high and high school advisor, and we got to see the fruits and to see our friends, to see our students come back again, you know, after 20 years, you know. And it was just an awesome time to see that we invested our time. Yes, someone shared about time is money, you know, and there are other things that we could be doing, but we wanted to serve God, and we wanted to invest in people. And so, just a word of encouragement. This is the verse that I thought of when we had our reunion. And this is for the advisors. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. And so that's what we appreciate you guys, what you guys are doing, investing in the kids' lives, investing in our kids' lives, and we really appreciate that. Just loving our kids, being mentors to them, and being great examples to them. So we want to thank you for that, and investing in our kids' lives. And may you guys be blessed too, and know that what you guys are doing, you're planting a seed, and someone else might be watering it, but it's all for God's purpose. So thank you guys for that, for what you guys are doing.
Thank you, advisors.
any other parents who want to come on and say something, just share the thing? Any other parents? Okay, right now my time is 8:29, and I said the party will be ended, will not end. Any other parents, now I encourage you to come up and say a few words, just thank you or anything. No? You guys are afraid to say something in front of your kids, huh? Okay. And in that case, Pastor David, we're going to have you harvest and bless everybody, especially the advisors and counselors. Bless them. And we're going to have a prayer, and we're going to expose it for the night. So, but you are welcome to continue to stay because it's summer. Like, if anybody want to leave, you know, it's okay too. Okay?
I just want to say another thank you to you all. I think it's a blessing to see you invest in people's lives. And it's special a blessing to me because some of you guys were our students, you know, coming to our student ministry. And now to have you guys as partners in the work, it is truly a blessing. And to know, and I want to remind you that God is faithful, and He will not forget the work that you have done for His kingdom. And like Elder Henry said, you know, your impact, you know, goes way beyond Harvest LA. As our students go all over the place, all over the world, they carry with them what you have taught them, what you have invested in their lives. And so your impact goes way beyond just the walls of Harvest LA. It goes whatever our students go. So thank you. You know, without, I believe Pastor Andy would agree with me that without you, our student ministry would not be possible.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank you for that. Okay? Would you bow your heads together in prayer with me? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you, your word says that you chose us. You chose us to produce much fruit. And tonight, Lord, we come and we're going to give you thanks for indeed a group of young men and women who are producing fruit in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, for their labor, for their weekly sacrifice, and their investment of themselves into the lives of our children. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would provide for them, that you guide them, that you would... as they have blessed others, that you bless them, whether it be in their career, in their school, in their marriages. We ask God that you pour hundredfold over of what they have given of themselves. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the parents that are here. We thank you, Lord, that they are of one heart in desiring that their kids be raised in a godly way. And Father, we as parents also confess to you, Lord, that alone we are not able to do it. That the task of raising children is such an awesome and important responsibility. And so we want to thank you, Lord, for the parents here as well. And we ask God that together as a church, as family, as family units, as well as the greater family of faith, that together we can help our young kids, our young children, to grow up in a godly manner, and in their time, Lord, to become not only disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also multiplying, that they would in turn also invest in the lives of the next generation, Lord. So, Father, we come before you and we ask, God, that you give us all wisdom, love, patience, and understanding as we seek to pass from one generation to another a legacy of faith, a legacy of being discipled, Lord, from one generation to the other. Lord, we thank you for every single person here and for just the opportunity to come together tonight. And we want to also thank you, Lord, for Elder Sean and Runa, Matthew and Ashley's hospitality for opening up their homes their home for us to gather. And we pray, Lord, that you bless them. Bless that this household and bless all that come in and out of this place, that they will experience your powerful presence here. Father, in a few moments as we dismiss from this place, we ask God that your Spirit will go with us and that we may continue to live in the constant presence of your Spirit, and that wherever we go, we may be light to those around us. We thank you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor David. Okay, you guys, welcome. Stay as long as you want, and I really like to stay longer because we're gonna spend a lot of time putting up the lights. So we wanna make the effort worth it, okay?
我们那时候其实他三十年前，对，三十年前。